This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We're an organic gardening show focusing on all kinds of ways to help the environment and do it yourself and save money in the garden.
Right. And it's winter time here, and I, for one, am hoping for some snow. So we thought we'd talk about alternatives to sidewalk salt as a good environmental issue to take up.
That's right. We're hoping here in the DMV we finally get some snow. We haven't had snow in 3 years, I think. Actually, snow that's stuck to the ground that we've had to shovel.
I don't think I've had my cross-country skis out in years.
Years! That's right. We both loved a cross-country ski, or we did, way back when.
Right. So, besides the fact that most of our city ordinances require us to keep our pathways clear, particularly for the elderly, it's just a good environmental thing to try to switch from that commercial salt, which, you know, let's face it, it all goes into the bay and our groundwater, which is getting to be salty enough as it is.
Yeah, or it ends up going into your surrounding beds, which is not good for your plants.
So what are some alternatives?
Well, I like sand and birdseed.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot the first thing. Keep them clear.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You want to keep your sidewalks completely clear all the way around your properties. And so those of you that live on corners, that means not only the front, but the side as well.
Yeah.
Especially for the elderly and for the elderly dog walkers in the area. I am which of one.
I knew you were going to bring up that yellow snow.
Yeah, watch out where those huskies go. So keep those sidewalks clear, and then once you clear them, it's a good idea to throw some sand down.
Yeah, and there's plenty of other alternatives, but sand is probably one of the best.
Sand is probably
ones.
The best, because it's going to stay there, the birds aren't going to eat it,
right?
And it will give you some traction.
But I loved your idea of using bird seed, because that would attract the birds.
Yeah, it helps feed the birds through the winter, and gives you some traction. It's a good idea after you clean your walkways to throw something down that will have some traction, because in this area, we tend to find some ice that we don't see right away, and we slip on that. So. Yeah.
You know, in a pinch, a clean cat litter helps. Coffee grinds help. If you don't have sand to put on your sidewalk right after you've shoveled it, there are some alternatives out there.
You can use brine.
Oh, that's right.
liquid from your pickle jar after you've eaten those pickles. You can pour that on there.
And we did read that beet juice, of all things, will melt ice.
I can't imagine any of us are going to have that much of any of those things.
And some of that organic beet juice costs an arm and a leg. Coffee, you might as well buy whiskey.
Coffee grinds will work, right?
Coffee grinds do work. I've used ashes from my wood stove. That works just fine, except where you shovel the snow ends up looking as if a coal truck just drove by, because it's all black. But it does work.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But for all those of us that don't have a whole bunch of ash on hand, or in fact, if you do have ash, I recommend spreading it over your, or putting it directly in your compost pile, and then, you know, working it in with your compost.
And you
or
know what?
If you want, spread it thinly enough, you can spread it across your vegetable beds.
And if you really are a wealthy person and can afford this, you can actually sprinkle some of your own compost right on it. And of course, that's great for the surrounding area to have compost.
Although that's
it's a little muddy. It's a little muddy, and it's better than having someone slip.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, we've forgotten about our sponsors recently.
Oh, that's right. We've been delinquent.
Yes.
We would like to thank a couple folks. In particular, our sound engineer, Willie Arrett. Also known as Eric Bond. Thank you so much, Eric. And your assistant, Betty Will.
Right. And let's not forget our landscaping crew, Mo and Ray Cleaves.
That's right. We'd like to thank our supporters.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll be back.
That's right. So what did we learn today?
Well, we learned that you got to keep your sidewalks clear so no one hurts themselves.
That's right.
And that using commercial products that have salt and stuff is probably not good for the environment. And there are alternatives, like we said, sand, you know,
sand.
Cleaning up, removing the snow.
And ice if you can, and then putting down sand.
Sand.
And possibly bird seed.
Right, bird seed.
All right, folks, so... Goodbye from Weed and Whack. Join us next week.
And we'll be back.